He knew he wasn't ideal member material, even given their more liberal rules. To be the son of a market stall trader was not the sort of lineage much admired by the bastions of the establishment. But would God be so cruel as to deny him? He knew he would never have a chance of joining White's or Boodle's or Brooks's or any of the other really smart places. But didn't he deserve this? Besides, he'd heard that the club needed cash, which he had, and plenty of it. Of course, there was a risk he would be snubbed and sneered at, and Anne would never understand what a club could give him that his home did not. But still, he needed that sense of belonging to the great world, and if all he had to offer was money, then so be it. Let money be enough. In fairness to him, there was a part of James, if a small part, admittedly, that knew his ambitions were nonsense. That the grudging approval of fools and dandies would add nothing of real value to his life. And yet, he could not control his secret passion for acceptance. It was the engine that drove him, and he must travel as far and as fast as he could. The door opened, and his secretary came in.
Mr. Pope is outside, sir. He would like the honour of an interview.
Would he?